We can say at this point with some confidence that the weight of the genetic evidence and of the archaeological evidence favours the out-of-Africa hypothesis. But many details of the data of this whole process remain highly controversial, and it will be a while before new methodologies enable us to refine this. In particular, the date of the ancestral populations is highly uncertain. A biological anthropologist, Robert Foley, has argued that modern humans most likely evolved at a single location. He argues, too, that at about 100,000 years ago or a little earlier, the African savanna, the crucible of the very first humans, would also have been an ideal environment for promoting the speciation of modern humans. He believes, and I agree with him, that modern humans evolved in a mosaic of changing tropical environments, and there they developed distinctive characteristics. Remember, these were isolated peoples, but peoples who had a wide-ranging behavior. In general terms and theoretical terms, we can say some things about these people. In response to this very mosaic-like environment, some groups may have developed very wide-ranging behavior. They were highly mobile. The food was in patches across a huge landscape. They may have lived in larger social groups, and they may have been highly selective in their diet. And this behavior, in turn, may have led to other changes. I don't think there's much doubt now that modern humans evolved in Africa. But what is the most striking difference between archaic and modern humans? It isn't our anatomy, although clearly there are differences. It is up here. It is our cognitive ability, our ability to plan, our ability to organize, our ability to reason logically, our ability to think and to conceptualize things theoretically. This is the big difference, because this impacts on every aspect of human existence. Hunting, plant gathering, loving, having children, bringing them up. Your views of the world, your world view, which is something we'll talk about a lot and later in the course, and in our relationships with others, to say nothing of more efficient technology. And the real issue with the origins of humans isn't when the skeletal human being appeared, the anatomical, it's when everything cognitive really started to resonate. Because as we'll see when we move to the great diaspora of modern humans, it was this behavior which enabled people to adapt to an extraordinary range of environments, in short, to all extremes of environment in the world. This, too, may have evolved in Africa. So in a way, we've got to separate the person from the mind. In this mosaic of environments in tropical Africa, some groups probably developed more efficient technology, more specialized technology than the rather simple technology of the day, which reminds us rather of Neanderthal technology, which is hardly surprising because these were archaic human beings. They may have lived in larger groups, which gave them the ability to plan hunting more efficiently, to say nothing of scheduling collecting of plant foods by moving to the right groves of nuts at the right season, for example. And also simply have planned their lives better. By doing this, they would have reduced the unpredictability of the environment in dramatic ways. One of the most striking things about modern humans is our ability to overcome the unpredictability, say, of climate change, to work around the limitations given us by a drought, and so on.